touch it! Stop! I'll touch it!
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Fake heads, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Don't get on my nerves again. I'm very prickly right now.
Really?
I'm prickly and I'm proud of it.
Really?
Jeff Lutz.
Just because you got proven wrong, you don't get to go double back. Shut up. What a show I've had.
Wow, that's something.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what's going on. That's all.
You can be replaced, Chicky Baby.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It's a Friday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show. We got Jason Duda in again. He was so good yesterday that we decided to bring him back. It's a three-man booth on a Friday. Jeff was not going to be here, but then ultimately changed course.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you.
I'm happy to be here.
Although I think Duda and I were both kind of pumped up for a Bob and Duda show.
Didn't sound like Duda was. He really wanted me here.
I was like, why aren't you coming? Like, get your ass over there.
Really?
This is what we talked about. We were having a three-man today.
Well, we did decide that.
When's the last time it's been just the two of you? When I was in Vegas?
Yes.
So it's been a couple of weeks. Not too long.
Not long.
But Duda and I usually carry the Friday show, so we're happy to have you here, but you can kind of turn most of the operation over to us.
Okay.
No, I didn't say all the operation. I said most of the operation. See, any opening this guy gets to be unprofessional or do less work, he's going to go for it.
Oh, it's just too funny. You guys are just like little kids.
I want my ball,
I'm going to go home, and no one's going to play because I'm taking my ball.
How did I act like that?
You're making snide comments.
It's so easy, though. It's just so easy.
Well, you guys do it to each other all the time. It's just hilarious.
I'm just throwing back the headset on.
I don't know why you attack me the first thing in the show.
Are you leaving Twitter, too?
Why do you do that? Oh, there it is. There's another one. You know, when Duda's here, you turn it up.
What do you mean?
You really go after me when Duda's here.
I feel like I got to go after everybody.
It's almost like you want to impress him.
Well, you should.
I like to impress people with my
But does it impress
scorn.
Him?
Does it?
Nah.
Yesterday we had a good time.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why you attacked me right out of the shoot.
And I'm
today.
Not attacking you. I didn't attack you. I said we've been handling the Friday shows for a while, and we've done a heck of a job with it. That's all I said.
You attacked me.
It's not an attack.
It's okay, though. I mean, I know I'm secure in my place here.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
And why'd you drop the mic?
I didn't drop the mic. I came in today. We've got our house cleaner here after 5.5 weeks of kitchen remodel, and we're brushing up the place. That's what's happening today.
Nice.
It needs a thorough cleaning. And I asked Jeff when he got here to go into the utility room and get something that needed to be thrown away. It's a little heavy. He obliged, but initially he didn't know what the utility room
was. Never heard of a utility room. What is this, the game Clue? Is there a candlestick in there I need to bludgeon somebody with? I mean, what even is this?
There's no utility room in Clue.
It's a joke, Jason. It's an embellishment. But I understand what
you're embellishing.
Saying. Yes.
Well, the utility room is, I grew up knowing what the utility room
right.
was.
You grew up, and then the term utility work, whatever room showed up, grew up and became something different.
No, because
in the 21st century.
Because then when I was growing up.
When you were growing up.
It was the utility room.
And then utility rooms grew up and became the laundry room or whatever.
I still call it the utility room. What do you call yours at your house?
Yeah, basically, it's the utility.
Basically. You don't have to try to impress him by fake agreeing.
Of all the people I really think I need to impress, it's not,
now, wait
it's
a
not
minute.
Down here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's too bad.
A little shot. But anyway, the utility room, I thought, well, it'll just, you know, we all know what a utility room is. It's where the utilities are.
Yes.
Right?
There's no water in there.
There's no water in there?
Water's a utility.
Is your water heater in there?
My water heater, my washer.
Yeah.
We got a sink in there.
Oh, I can see it.
Seems to be quite an appropriate.
He's got a sink in there.
Your AC units in there.
Yeah, I have a sink in there.
Go turn on the sink. Give me a cup of water out of that sink.
Your furnace and everything's in there. It's a utility room.
Utility, our electrical box, our brand new one.
In there, I would think. Yeah. That's where it normally is.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I can't. It's a utility room. Are all utilities.
Whatever. What's your point?
What do you call yours?
I don't call mine anything. Say, go in there.
Go in there.
It's kind of where the kiddies get locked up when they're being locked
up. Well, that's the utility room.
Is that where your
hot water heater is?
Probably, I guess. I don't know.
Could you go to your hot water heater?
Yeah, it's that big thing in the thing.
That's it. The big thing with the big
We'd all be somewhat lost without our wives. Jeff would be on a desert island without his.
It'd be a struggle, but I think I'd figure it out eventually.
Oh, for sure. I know you would.
Of course I would.
No, your dad's right, but I think you'd be okay.
I figure things out all the time.
How long would it take?
A day or two.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, you'd make it that far. I got faith in you for that.
The Jets came roaring back last night.
Yeah, they did.
I thought I had that one. And
really? you thought you had
they looked. They looked awful.
Oh, they looked terrible. I'll give you that.
So what clicked? I don't get it. How can you be so bad and then you just catch fire?
You start throwing the ball to your best player. It certainly helps. Get Garrett Wilson involved. He's clearly the...
They haven't been trying to get him involved?
Well, the problem was
not
the first half they were throwing it to Adams all the time and they weren't clicking. And then all of a sudden they decided to throw it to Wilson and he's catching everything with one hand. And...
Well, you got your 8-pointer, here's the problem with that. It just feeds this narrative that, well, I really know the NFL.
Hey, I know. Out of these games that we pick, these 9 games, there's usually 5 or 6 I wouldn't touch. If I had $5, I wouldn't bet it on any of them. But there's 2 or 3 where I feel really comfortable with. That was one. I told you guys that yesterday. The Jets were going to kill him. Like, oh, what an idiot. That's his dumbest pick ever.
That was a dumb pick.
Yeah, but did anybody else get it right?
I wanted to pick the Jets.
Max
I don't know
did.
What
well,
stopped
of course,
me.
Max did.
Max and dudes, the ringleaders of the operation.
Just pretty standard. It was a gift. I told you it was a gift. Nobody listens. Whatever.
Try that was to a gift you for you. Out.
That was a gift.
Yeah,
take your gift and
gift.
Move on down the road.
I didn't want the Jets to win. I don't like the Jets. I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
I feel the same way. You can't pick these games with your heart because you don't like
somebody. Didn't pick it with my heart. I just didn't see any way, and especially after that first half. But I guess give them credit.
Houston just doesn't. They're banged up. Everywhere.
They are banged up, but they have Mixon and
they had 3 guys catch a ball last night. That's it. 3 pass catchers. That was it.
They got to start utilizing that tight end more.
That's kind of on Stroud to not spread it around a little bit more. I know that the talent isn't necessarily top notch, but when Patrick Mahomes doesn't have talent, he throws to 10 different guys and gets the offense involved. And C.J. Stroud isn't quite there yet. We thought last year that he'd be the next phenom, and this year he's been just kind of there, pretty good, but not great. Hasn't really taken the next step.
You got to have your guys.
I understand you got to have your guys.
But what he's saying is that Mahomes hasn't had any guys, and they win Super Bowls.
Well, I get it.
Look at Tom Brady. He didn't have many guys when they were winning Super Bowls.
He was poor last night. And Aaron Rodgers got it going. And congratulations to the Jets, whatever. 869-1240, that's our IHOP hotline. We hope that you'll give us a call. We haven't heard from Future Bob this week.
It would be nice to hear from Future Bob.
4 times a show, I got to say this. The IHOP hotline is where you celebrate the weekday. God, screwed this up.
You don't have to
up.
Say the whole thing 4 times.
I understand that.
You got to read it
once. I understand what I got to do.
And then mention the IHOP hotline 3 other times.
Celebrate weekdays with the new IHOP house favorites, all of them available $6 Monday through Friday.
I should be doing the reads.
No, I do great. I'm so good at,
I'm so good at reads.
Read something.
Okay. I'll read this. I'll open this book and just start.
No, don't do that. Read a promo.
I don't have a promo.
Make one up.
No, I'm going to read from this book.
This is going to be great.
The caddy, Brian, a young Latino with the height of a jockey and the calves of a rugby player, told me it was his job to keep me and Bo moving so he didn't hold up any members playing behind us. Though a member had arranged for my round, I wasn't playing with one. And the last thing any caddy wants to do is to annoy members on the course.
Slow down. Give it some
reading.
Give it some breath.
I'm reading.
Give it some room, man.
Okay. I'll read. Let me.
I mean, nobody understood that. You're going so fast.
Seth had grown up in Pittsburgh.
That's terrible.
Then left for college.
That's a terrible read.
Did he make a case that he can read?
No.
That he can do live reads on radio?
All right. Seth had grown up in Pittsburgh, then left for college, before returning to teach seventh grade geography. Teaching middle school has always struck me as a nearly impossible challenge.
It's awful.
That's so good.
I don't know.
I should be paid for that, just for that. I should get an extra $200-$300 just for what I just did right there.
When did you develop a high opinion of yourself on radio?
What are you talking about?
When did that happen?
When I started to be great at it? So you tell me. When did you notice?
I mean, seriously.
What? I'm asking you.
You're the very definition of mediocrity.
Oh, please. You know that's not true.
Well, I'll ask Max, who won't give an honest opinion.
Yeah, sure he will.
He's told me privately.
He's told me privately.
Yeah.
Because Max pulls people aside privately all the time.
Here's what he said. If you could just get this show by yourself,
okay,
it would really take off. There goes Jeff, everyone.
All right. Well, you
sit by yourself. Well, he also said maybe bring Dude in on Fridays. How's that? Does that make up for it? Sure you are. I'll fire all of you.
Do it.
There you go. You want to be by yourself again.
I seriously, I'd fire you after the show.
How do you think that works?
Well, we won't be needing your services Monday.
And then when I show up Monday, what happens?
You won't. That door will be locked.
What if he goes to the studio?
Yeah.
Well, Max won't let him in.
I bet he does.
Yeah, because he'd want to know exactly how it went. He would. He'd let him in.
Do we have any college basketball? Does it all start Monday? Is that what we're looking at?
I don't personally know the answer to that question.
Normally they start the season on the same day.
Yeah, usually.
And I got to believe that's Monday this year.
It probably has to be. Is that when K-State and KU play on Monday?
I'm going to have to look.
There's certainly, I got to believe,
it's all on Monday.
Pretty full slate of games.
And do Kansas and Kansas State play? Boy, there's so many games. Everybody plays.
Everybody. It's going to be a busy night.
Kansas plays Howard at Allen Fieldhouse. And Kansas State... give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
They play New Orleans on Tuesday.
Oh, they don't play Monday. Shockers play at Western Kentucky. So that's the official start of college basketball. In the middle of college football, in the middle of the NBA, in the middle of the NFL, we're going to have all that going on. November is one of those pretty darn good months for sports, in my opinion.
It is. What are you going to watch, basketball or the football game on Monday?
Who plays Monday?
Chiefs, Buccaneers.
Is Mahomes dinged up a little? I heard he was on the injury report.
Oh, I don't think it's anything serious. They have to put everybody on the injury report if you miss a bit of practice or are limited.
I'll watch the Shockers Monday.
Oh, there you go.
And then hopefully get over to the Chiefs.
Got an ankle injury. But he's practicing, and he'll be there.
I'm sure glad I didn't take the Chiefs in our pool there.
Just because of that?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, good luck.
I'd only be worried if I took the Chiefs, though.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Wichita State, Western Kentucky, 7 o'clock tip on the CBS Sports Network, and, of course, on our sister station, KEYN. So I'll watch that game. I'm very curious about Shocker basketball. They have piqued my curiosity. Have they done it for you?
I don't know if they've piqued it. They've grabbed it.
Not peaked, P-E-A-K.
I know how to spell peaked.
You moron.
I know how to spell peaked.
Yeah, because there's two different, right? Peak, like yeah, peak of a mountain.
Yeah, right. Very good.
Thanks, man. Look, I see. Doing so good today.
So, you're not curious.
I'm curious.
Well, I'm much more curious than I've been in 2 or 3 years. I want to see this group develop. I want to see how they play together.
I think a lot of people do.
It looks to me like they've got the right parts. Now we entrust Paul Mills.
We don't know if they have the right parts. We have no idea.
It looks to me like.
Based on what?
Based on the exhibition game.
Against Emporia
State.
Based
on what I've heard from talking to people. I don't just sit here all day with my head up my you-know-what.
Six people you've talked to that have an inside look.
Paul Sullentrop.
Okay.
Ron Mendel.
Ron Mendel knows.
Well, sure. Ron Mendel's a former Shocker.
Okay.
And you know what? He knows a hell of a lot more about basketball than you do.
What has he said about the Shockers?
He's just interested. He thinks they're going to be pretty good.
All right. I've got no reason to doubt him. I'm just saying we don't know.
Why does everything have to become a contest?
Because we don't know. You've never seen any of these guys play. None of them. Except a couple of the returners. So we have no idea if they're the right parts. We have no idea.
My opinion is, do you remember when I was a sports columnist at the Wichita Eagle?
Vaguely.
Do you remember that? You think I'd write a column going into the season? Well, I have no idea who's good, if they're any good or not, but who would
read
that?
If you didn't have any idea, I hope you would. Yeah, I hope you wouldn't be dishonest.
But I always have an idea.
Okay.
I swear, if you weren't a relative and I was 35, I'd beat the hell out of you.
Why?
And there, it would just be, I don't know, it would just be.
Dude, am I off base here?
Well, you're poking the bear. There's no question about it.
I'm poking him, but I'm not wrong either.
What you're saying makes sense, but you're basically poking the bear. But what you're saying covers the poke. Does that make sense?
I'm just trying to bring all people
everywhere here today.
I'm just trying to.
And I didn't say I think they have the right parts. I said I'm looking forward to seeing if they have the right
parts. No, you said it looks like they have the right parts.
It sounds to me like they have the right parts.
Okay.
Based on my conversations with people who are more in the know. I don't have the opportunity to go see them in practice.
So what does that mean? What are the right parts? Does that mean NCAA tournament? What does that mean?
No, it looks like they've got a very good balance of point guards, which they didn't have last year.
Sure.
Wing players, which they had one, and front court players. It looks like they've got the right parts.
Well, I sure hope so.
It looks like Quincy Ballard's going to be a real factor. It looks like he has some help.
Okay. I've got no reason to believe that you're wrong.
I'm just saying
we don't know. It could all fall apart.
Well, of course it could.
Well, that's not insight.
Neither is what you're saying.
Well, it is because it's based on conversations I've had.
We'll have insight. Jason, you take over. I'm scared now.
No, I mean,
why?
Really.
What do you mean you're scared?
I'm scared. He's really upset at me.
No, these aren't thoughts I have based on nothing. As I tried to tell people all the time when I was working at the Eagle and I wrote columns and I had opinions, they're not just opinions that fly into my brain. They're opinions that I talk to people before I develop them. I don't know why that's hard for people to understand.
I don't know.
If I'd talked to people and said, man, this team doesn't look very good. They struggle. They don't get it done in practice. Then I'd probably say I'm kind of worried about this team. But it looks to me like Paul Mills has a team that will be pretty good.
I hope so. That'd be nice.
We'll find out.
Who do we have as guests today?
Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. I'm just asking.
I'm all about attacking you right now.
He's on the prowl.
Well, I can't fight back now.
Why?
I don't think it's right. I don't feel like it's right. I think I pushed him to the edge, and now I'm going to let him walk back from it.
Well, you did push me to the edge because he's everything has there. To be contested.
Well, I just...
I can't get on this
radio
show.
Because I talked to one guy, I'm forming an opinion. I just don't know. I think I got to see three or four games before I know.
Well, then go ahead and see. So do I.
Okay.
I'm giving you my opinion.
Okay. Well, I mean, anybody
I'm
can...
I'm not basing it on, well, hey, this team's going to win 25 games, and they're going to go to the NCAA tournament. They could be a 4-5 seed. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I expect them to take a step forward that will satisfy their fan base. That's what I'm saying.
I hope that happens. Duda, please help.
I'm enjoying this.
No, stop.
Yeah. I mean, am I out of bounds?
No.
Am I?
No. But you were poking the bear.
I don't know.
We always poke the bear, so it's not like it's anything.
One thing
different.
I've always done on radio is state my opinion.
I'm just not a narrative guy.
And when people don't have opinions, why are they on the radio?
I'm just not a narrative guy. I never have
What's
been.
A narrative?
A narrative is, well, they look like they have the right parts. And
Paul, there it is again.
And Paul Mills sure can get out there and recruit. We don't know is all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Let's develop our opinions once we have a body of work. And
And
some data.
This is such a cowardly individual that he can't even look at me
I'm
when he talks.
I'm literally shrinking over here, but I...
I mean, seriously, I'm looking right at you.
He is.
Don't look at him, dudes.
Well, I'm okay.
Let's take a break.
You can have your opinions. I can have mine. Doesn't bother me at all.
Am I out of bounds? Why did you not help? What? Step in.
Well, why would I step in?
Why else are you here?
What did I do that you need help? All I did was state an opinion
on what
based
he thought,
on
which is
conversations
fine.
I've had.
Okay.
I talk about Shocker basketball to a lot of people.
I believe you.
I have for 50 years, 60 years.
I believe you.
To treat me like I'm just, well, this guy, and he's what's he got?
I don't treat you like that. I don't think.
That angers me a little.
Don't be angry.
We'll be back. How many wins for the Shockers this year?
22.
Well, that's not a big improvement.
It's a nice little improvement.
That's your prediction.
Yeah.
Isn't that exactly what we just debated in the last segment?
Yeah, it's a prediction, but I have no idea. They could win 16 for all I know. But I agree that it looks like they're going to be better.
That's all I said.
But I don't know.
Did I say I know?
Well,
I said I believe.
You were implying that you kind of
felt that
way.
No, I wasn't.
I think
you're wrong. And when you're the arbiter, when you're the judge,
I know I'm good at it.
It shows how deeply we're flawed here on this show.
It's a good place
away.
For me. It's probably the best out of the three to have. Let's be honest.
Well, I could rewind the show, and I never said. I know the Shockers are going to be better.
I didn't say that you said. I said you kind of implied that.
Sure, because that's my opinion.
So, well,
there you
then
go.
That's good.
And just
there
what he did.
I agree. I agree 100%.
Because 22 is exactly the number I predict. So how are we different?
We're not.
Then why'd you just debate me for 10 minutes?
I didn't debate you about whether the Shockers would be good. I debated whether we know. Whether the Shockers are going to be good.
I never said we know.
Same diff, right, dudes?
No.
Why do you keep...
No, it's not really the same.
But was I debating the whether the Shockers would be good? Did you feel like that was what I was debating?
A little bit, yeah.
No.
Because he was saying that he'd talked to some people. He thinks they're going to take a step ahead. And you're like, no, I can't say that. I need to
but
see
But then he
games.
Ended up saying it.
I do think the Shockers will be better.
Well, we hope they should
be. It seems like they have the right parts.
They should be better. But look, the way things are now in college, you got to give these teams some time to see them play actual other teams, not Emporia State, before I think you can
I never mentioned the exhibition game. That's not even what I'm talking about.
You did. You mentioned it, that they look good in the exhibition game, and that's fine.
But that's not what I'm basing. I'm not. Golly, what am I, some moron? You think I'm basing an opinion out of an exhibition
that's
game?
That's the first thing you said when we asked based on what? Well, the exhibition game, and if you want to rewind the show, I still can't look at you, but if you would like
to. Why can't you look at me? I'm looking right at you.
It's the funniest thing ever. He's like got his head buried. He's got his hat pulled
down.
Pull
your hat off.
As far as possible.
I'm going for the intimidation look. Darren Dreyfuss.
Oh, yeah, that's intimidating, not looking at anybody.
If you can't see my eyes.
Well, we'll get some people on. Monday they play, and they start with a road game, and it's not a gimme. It's at a program that has had a lot of success through the years. That's Western Kentucky. And we'll see.
Our friend Ron Baker tells me it's sold out.
He's not our friend. He's your friend.
My friend Ron Baker.
Yeah, I'm disavowing myself of.
What do you think? What would the community think?
Yeah, I don't know. He's never texted.
I walked into a Qdoba or something, and there's Ron Baker next to me. We're ordering our burrito bowls, and oh wow, that's Ron Baker. That guy with him must be pretty cool.
So that's what you think about?
I'm just asking. I'm just
no.
I would think that there's two guys having lunch.
Yeah. One of them's Ron Baker, though. So
who's the idiot he's with? Would be Maya.
Ron Baker's having lunch. Okay.
Right, big deal. And that would have elevate your status
in
your mind.
I'm asking, would it?
No, I'm asking you, would it?
That's what I'm asking.
Duda?
He wants it to. This is where he's going with this.
Are you trying to arrange a lunch with Ron Baker?
No, I haven't done that. I'm just saying.
But are you thinking about
doing that? If we walked in, what, and I used Qdoba as an example, but would it have to be an upper scale type of place? Would it have to be...
So you're thinking about
a Mort's.
You're putting thought into, what if I could go to lunch with Ron Baker?
I'm just saying, what would be the status level of a Ron Baker to where that would really rub off on me? Probably not a Wendy's, right? Like, gee, this guy.
I don't know, man.
You have an answer?
I have nothing.
This guy brought Ron Baker down to a Wendy's, so I'm asking, like, what would the place be?
What's the place matter? What if you both wanted a burger from Wendy's,
I'm
so
just
you
saying,
went
like,
to Wendy's?
Nothing wrong with Wendy's, okay?
Nothing
I like
wrong
everybody
with
likes
anywhere.
Everybody likes Wendy's.
Maybe you're gonna get more people to think, well, look, that guy's with Ron Baker at Wendy's than you are Chester's, because those people aren't impressed.
What's the place I'm thinking of where we did the karaoke?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That the Wingnuts owners owned it. Steve Rudd and
The Candle Club.
Yeah, the Candle Club. Now that me and Ron Baker walk into the Candle Club, they're like, okay, let's part the hallways.
Why'd you come today? Why didn't you just stay at work?
That's a fair question.
And do what you needed to do, because you're horrible today.
Is that true, dude?
No, I don't know. No, he's just got his opinion, and it's just rubbing you the wrong way.
That's
you don't
opinion?
Like it. Well, no, what he's we're talking kind of, about right now is utter a disaster.
We're kind of just exploring what it would take for me to increase my profile
in
Wichita.
I want to wait.
What I need to do to increase my profile?
I'm just asking.
Is that important to you?
I'm just asking. Why can't
it would hurt Ron Baker's profile.
No question. But would it bring mine up?
No.
At least enough.
It would bring his down.
To offset his falling.
No.
Okay.
It would bring his down. That's all it would do.
Ron has just blocked both your phone numbers. Good job, Ron. Atta boy.
Look at him. He's checking to see if he texted.
No, he hasn't.
This is pathetic.
He hasn't texted.
I've never seen anything like this.
I haven't either. I'm not like this.
It's awful.
Well, it's strange, right?
What's like, strange? Now you
what
got...
if I met Ron Baker like twice in person and he texts me? I think that's amazing. And I wish he'd text me now.
Here's
I would love
what he,
for
here's
that
why he texts you. Okay? He laid it out yesterday as we were exchanging texts.
Don't make this about you.
You guys are just idiots.
He's going to go straight to it. It was really about me.
He said, you're on his you-know-what so much, it's hard for me to text you compliments. And I said, he does need the affirmation. And he said, someone has to play the dad role on the show. And that's what he's playing with you.
Sounds like
he's given you
treading a little lightly, too.
He's given you some what he perceives as some love that you need because he, in his opinion, I'm pretty hard on you. Now, my retort to that would be, if you listen to this show regularly, Jeff's the one that's doing most of the attacking.
Please. So what if it was me and Ron Baker, we're sitting at the table at the Candle Club, and Nate Robertson comes over and says hello to both of us. Now I've got an NBAer. I've got a big leaguer in my orbit. Does that increase?
Would Nate Robertson know who you are?
Of course. I worked alongside him for 10 years.
You worked alongside him?
Yeah, he was a Wing Nuts owner, and I was their beat reporter.
That's not working alongside
him. What is it?
That's I covered the team he was part of.
I didn't say he was my colleague.
You didn't work alongside
him.
You didn't sit down together and go, what are you working on? Yeah, I'm working. No, that
right.
never
working
happened.
Working alongside each other.
Never.
He was working in the same time and place I was. That's alongside.
That's a stretch.
No, it's not.
I think that's a stretch.
And
it is.
I am now a member of the Minnesota Twins organization. So you see, it's
are you in need? Do you need
it's a guy in the Twins organization?
What this
it's
is
an
such
MLB
a cry for help. That's all this is.
And it's an NBAer and the owners of the Candle Club. I'm just asking, does that now vault me into
Max,
a status?
Shut his mic off. No, really. I mean, this is awful. We've had a good run of segments on this show. And please, can somebody acknowledge me?
I'm not asking for anyone's acknowledgement. I'm asking what it would take. To be acknowledged.
So basically, same thing.
No, I'm not asking for people to acknowledge me. I'm just asking what
I gotta believe
would
that,
be the scenario.
I gotta believe that of the three of us, the level of disdain for you in this community has to be
you think
tremendously
so?
High.
I'd like to hear from someone.
Nobody's gonna hear. There's no one. Your best friend would not text you right now and tell you you're doing a good job. They're running from
you. Fine.
This.
Then I want to hear from my best friend or a friend who's thinking, Jeff, this isn't good.
Well, they're not going to do that.
No, I love my friends.
That's
they know
not what friends do.
Of course it is. That
Duda, you're a friend. Tell him.
My friends know they can be honest with me.
Yeah, you're. It's a cry for help.
Okay.
There you go.
That's isn't it a little bit like you're
what if?
Okay. I'll give you one more.
It's
what
me.
If?
It's Ron Baker. We roll into the Candle Club.
Do you want to go to the Candle Club so bad?
We get Nate Robertson coming over and he says, by the way, guys, I've got so and so over here who saw you from his take. Who would that so and so have to be? For him, he would like to come say hello.
One of my friends
Bob.
Texted.
It'd be Bob.
One of my friends texted, and you've said, what would the public say?
Yeah.
If they saw you with Ron Baker?
Sure.
My friend says, they'd say, who's that idiot he's with?
Who said that?
Well, I'm not telling.
Somebody called me an idiot to you. I'm right here.
I've called you both idiots, Dave.
Yeah, but you
times.
Said it to our face.
True.
And that's fine.
Good.
I want this guy to call in and
well,
call me an idiot.
Come meet him outside. Let's do that.
Yeah, catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, we'll catch you outside.
I want to see that.
We'll catch you outside.
All right.
Good grief.
Bring
man.
It. Here's a text from one of my people.
Oh, this is going to be good.
He acknowledged me.
He acknowledged you.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He gave He put the finger up. He acknowledged me.
Was it the middle
Scott
finger?
Griffiths?
I'm not. I don't know.
That's just the finger.
Here's another one.
Oh, here's
Here
another.
They go. Jeff, I love it.
Jeff, don't listen to these guys. They have no idea what they're. Evan Wessel texted me that. So. Another former Shocker.
I've never seen a guy in need of something. Are you laughing because it's funny or because... Really?
Yeah. He's trying so hard, I can't help it. I got to give him a little bit of props.
It's funny. I mean, who...
I got to give him a little bit. He's trying. It's awful, but he's trying. So I got to give him a little bit.
Some of my best work right there.
Oh, is that what you're going for?
What?
What are you going for when you do that? What are you going
for? I'm asking in good faith what I asked.
You know, when you prop up and when you continually talk about, Ron Baker texts me, you look like a D.
You think
you look like a D club.
You think, yeah, there it is.
I've been in the D club for a long time.
I mean, you look like the charter member of the D club.
You think Ron Baker appreciates what's going on here? I'd like to hear from him.
He's so embarrassed.
869.
Never again. He's so embarrassed. Let's take another break, Max.
He's never. It's never going to happen. It's too bad. But Camel Club, invitation open.
869-1240, the IHOP hotline. You're all welcome to call. You're all welcome to put Jeff in his place. You're all welcome to... turn the dial and never listen again. I mean, I don't know what you're going to do. After that, you pretty much have the right to do anything. One of my friends, Steve, said, tell Jeff he's doing a great job. And that was meant with tongue in cheek.
Was it?
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Was there any,
well, tell me.
Any emojis, exclamation marks,
nah,
period?
Was, tell him he's doing a great job and a wink.
Tell me then.
What do you mean, tell me?
Tell me.
You're doing... Mr. Tough Guy. Come right at me. Tell me.
No, tell me I'm doing a great job.
No.
He told you to.
Steve, you're doing a great job.
What's Steve ever do?
Well, he does a great job.
I'll tell you what, if I showed up with Steve at the Candle Club, no one would turn ahead.
Yeah, right. Let me. Why insult a guy who just came to your defense?
You just said he meant it sarcastically.
No, I didn't. But now you've insulted him. And that's what you do.
I love Steve.
Oh, God. My God.
What? Aren't you glad I showed up?
I am.
Nothing, as I've lamented, nothing in the Big 12 really strikes me, which is a shame. Because I've talked about how much I really like that conference, but it's kind of fizzled on me. You still have four teams. You still have four teams that are interesting.
Are we just done picking KU?
They don't play this week.
Oh, yeah, they play Iowa State next week. My bad.
Right. So we don't have a whole lot to dig into because the contenders, for the most part, have either already played each other or don't play one another. The exception being Kansas State, Iowa State, in the last game of the regular season.
Yeah, that's the game right there.
So you've got Kansas State, Colorado, BYU, and Iowa State. Those are your teams. Everybody else has kind of fallen by the wayside. BYU has beaten Kansas State very soundly. I'd have to look at their schedule. I don't know if they have. I don't think they have any of the other contenders left to play.
Well, you just said no, that there's only one of those games.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. So BYU has...
Utah, KU, Arizona State.
They have a very clear path.
And Houston.
They're going to win all those games.
You would think.
And it's going to be BYU and who in the Big 12 championship game?
Iowa State.
The winner of Iowa State, Kansas.
Probably, yeah. Unless, does Colorado, they have one... conference loss, right? And two losses overall.
That's correct.
So Colorado's still in the mix. I'm not sure they'll lose again, to be completely honest with you.
Well, that's because none of these teams play any of the good teams. They have Texas Tech, Utah, Kansas, and Oklahoma State left to play. Here's Dave on
Real
the hotline,
Dave?
The IHOP hotline. Dave, hello. Hello, Dave.
Dave.
And here's Dino. Dino, hello. Welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing? I got to tell you, I don't know what it was about that last segment, but Lord, man, you guys had me rolling. I know I love
Thank you. You're welcome.
Password when, you know, I'm a fan of the password, especially with Duda hosting. But that last segment, oh my gosh, you made it hard to drive. I got to tell you that much.
Well,
I believe you.
I told you during the break, Bob. It was hilarious.
If you like that segment, you should have just crashed into a ditch.
Wow. That, oh, that's terrible. That was great.
That's what you get when you compliment the show, Dino. We wish you died.
That's what that segment was. It was crashed into a ditch. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Dino. Thank you for letting us know.
Hey, no problem. Some people appreciate that type of comedy, and it had me laughing, so... Keep up the good work.
We appreciate you, and we appreciate your call.
And by that type of comedy, he means me being hilarious.
Well, I don't think you were that hilarious.
And Dino, if I'm on next Friday, I'll set up password for you. It's not
today.
I don't have password today.
Thank you, Dino.
Sounds good.
For the third time.
Take care, guys.
Where's Dave? I want Dave to call back, too.
Well, I don't know who Dave...
Dino?
I don't know who Dave was. Why did Dave leave?
Why did Dave leave? What is his problem?
Well, I don't know. I can't get into the brain of Dave.
It's too bad. I wanted to hear from Dave.
I want to hear from future Bob. I miss him.
I know you do. He doesn't miss you, though. He's been you already.
It's because he's future Bob. So he's been you before. Do you understand that?
And see, when guys like Dino call and say, "That was a funny segment," then all that does is empower Jeff to think, "Yeah, I'm fun. I'm pretty funny."
I think I know I'm funny. I think a lot of other people do too. It's starting to get around.
After 9 years.
Starting to get around Wichita.
9 years.
Like I'm the nameless, faceless, hilarious guy. They don't know me out about in town, but they know my voice.
Oh, but if you go to lunch with Ron Baker. All of that could change, baby.
I'm saying.
Could you imagine if he goes to lunch with Ron and someone comes to the table and says, "Hi, Jeff, I'm a huge fan of yours."
Oh.
And Ron
doesn't even thought of that. There. Ron Baker.
Like, could you imagine his head at that point?
And doesn't
I should have thought of that scenario.
Ron Baker.
Oh, it would be unbelievable. It would be unbelievable.
Thank you for I didn't even cross my mind.
I can't believe you didn't think of that.
That they noticed me above Ron Baker.
So then what's your status now,
what an
Jeff?
Incredible, that visionary is what I see you as now. Like, whoa.
Well,
happen? And yeah, I guess it could.
That'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
It sure would. Would you like to come to our lunch?
You know, I'm on the verge of just turning this baby over to you. You're so high on yourself now.
Oh, I do fine.
Who would be your co-host on Dave's Duda?
I don't know. David Michael Hahn, probably.
David Michael Hahn.
DMH. Yeah,
I might bring Jamin back into the mix.
What about Anthony, the big fella?
Anthony's fine.
Well, then bring him on.
It's just the tone of the show is a little different.
Anthony owns our picks.
He's great at our picks. He's great on the radio. It's just, do we mesh? We'll have to find out.
Yeah, you'll have to find out.
I thought the show we did together a couple months ago or whenever was pretty good.
Here's Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dave, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
Hello, Dave. I can't do more than welcome you to the show, my friend. It's your turn, Dave.
Bob, can you hear me?
God. Yes.
Your turn. Bob. Hey, you know, if I was in Derby at IHOP having a good breakfast and I saw you walk in and Ron Baker at the same time, I'd wave you over and we could talk about good times, how Derby used to be. So That's all I got to say. I'm sorry. I got new phone.
Thank you, Dave. That was a wonderful call.
That was one of the sadder
calls. Worth waiting for.
No, it's worth waiting.
You call
for.
Back anytime, Dave, and I don't care how many minutes it takes.
You guys
us
are
to
going
to
IHOP.
Top.
Meanwhile, Ron and I are at one of the finer
establishments.
Yeah,
because I go to places where the people are.
Fine.
Those are my people.
That's great.
I don't worry about going to the highbrow places with Ron Baker. Okay?
I really hope he's either listening or not listening.
I'm going to go to
one of the two. I'm not
IHOP
sure which.
With Jason Duda.
That sounds fun. Would you do that?
When I'm in the mood for pancakes.
Sure he would. And if people walked over to recognize us, wonderful. If they don't, whatever.
Yeah, but nobody.
What I don't need is What I don't need is some Wichita society type like Ron Baker.
I don't know if he's that or not. I'm just saying he's recognizable. And having me by his side, there'd be some kind of chemistry or movement in some direction.
Yeah,
I just don't
know
which.
There would be a movement with Ron to get to the restroom as quickly as possible.
The restroom? What's he doing in there? Why not just leave?
Because he's sick of you. That's what. All right.
I got to see this. I want this to happen now.
I think it will.
Ask Ron Baker. Text him right now.
I have to text
him
right now.
Ron, I'd like to go to lunch sometime. Are you available? No, really.
I can't do it, but he just sent me 3 laughing emojis.
Text him.
I just got one. Well, you guys got it too. Jeff, you're doing a fantastic job. Hilarious.
Oh, God. Look at Jeff.
Look, he is so excited.
I've never seen a guy work a phone harder.
I'm asking him if he wants to bring any former
teammates. You know, if I didn't know what you were doing, I'd worry a little bit.
Maybe
about
it'd be a summer thing. Fred would
some
come.
Some of the moves that are happening over there, like, what are you watching? Check his phone.
I'm not looking at that thing.
I mean, who
knows
what
he's got going on.
Look at the look on his face. It's like.
I'm just thinking of the possibilities. We got a game coming up.
Are you sure you're. You need a.
Well, I'm going to need a few minutes, yeah.
So many things I'd want to say right now.
Once we. Hey.
Max is playing the music. He's sick of you. We got a game next.
Stand by for an urgent bulletin.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I don't get it. I'm flustered. It's like we're talking 2 different languages. My God.
Now I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Jeff Lutz.
Are you okay? You might need to go with Duda to the doctor later.
In an insane society, the sane man must appear insane.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
True, I got to give him a point there, although it was wrong. He's doing all right. I'll let him leak out for a little while.
Me so Sally. Oh, so.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel the G's.
All right, we are back. Hour number 2, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. The hotline, 869-1240. That's courtesy of IHOP. Jason Duda with us today, the 3-man booth, Max Power, producing and engineering the show. And Max, it is
time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, Duda has a game, and by golly, we're gonna play it.
Are we sure?
Not password today.
No, password if I'm on next Friday we'll do password.
Well,
next
let's
Friday.
Get you on next Friday then.
So today, since we have the election coming up, I'm going to kind of tie it in order to tie it into the actual question. So you're just going to have to follow along.
You guys
sounds ready?
Difficult.
Well,
but I'm ready.
Okay. So in this first section of the question, I'll start with who wants to go first?
Jeff will go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
By the way, he texted Ron Baker, hadn't heard back.
No, I heard back.
You asked just him to lunch.
And he said, yeah, absolutely.
No, let's see the text.
I showed it to you. I'll read it to you. I said, let's go to the candle club. He said, just name the day.
And I want to see it.
I'll show it to you during the break.
Pathetic.
Ron, please send me just name the day. I won't take it seriously, but... For bragging rights in this case.
He hadn't texted back, has he?
No, he's thinking about it.
All right, what's the... let's go.
What's so funny?
Good grief.
Okay. So, I'm going to ask you. You, Jeff, you're going to go first.
All right.
Bob, if you don't get it right, then Bob can go.
Okay? All right.
And whoever gets closest then goes to the bonus question.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, so this is...
Wait a minute.
Allocation of votes in each state for the presidential election.
Okay.
Okay? So, Jeff, we're going to do Alabama first. How many electoral votes do you think they have?
Georgia has, like, around 20, so I think... Alabama has 14.
Bob? That's not correct. So if you're closer, then you get to go to the bonus
question. So all he needs to do is guess 13 or 15, right?
Well, I mean, he could have guessed something else, but now I guess he could.
Alabama has 9 electoral votes.
You are correct. They do have 9.
Really? That's it?
So the bonus question. What is the biggest city in Alabama for population? And just the city, obviously surroundings don't count, just the city.
Birmingham.
You are correct. If you can get another bonus question, if you can guess within 25,000, what is the population?
470,000.
You are incorrect.
Jeff? 390,000.
200,000.
Really? That's all?
That is it.
That surprises me.
A lot of these, I was surprised at the numbers.
That's just city limits, though. So they are going to be a little smaller than
they're going to be a little smaller. Yes. All right. So 2-0, Bob. Bob.
2.
You are up.
Yeah, I got 2.
Oh goodness.
Votes. Alaska.
Electoral votes.
Electoral
Alaska.
Votes in Alaska. How many do they have?
They have 4. 3.
3 is correct. So you get to go straight to the bonus round.
Anchorage.
You are correct. Population.
160,000.
Incorrect.
82,000.
291,000.
Yeah, I knew that was a little bigger. I was low.
A little bigger than I thought there. All right.
What's the score?
4-0.
Heard from Ron Baker?
Not yet.
He's probably too embarrassed now.
He's probably in the restroom.
Jeff.
What?
Tennessee.
Tennessee has... they've got some cities. They've got 15 electoral votes.
Bob?
So I got to get closer.
You got to get closer.
Tennessee, Alabama had 9. Tennessee has 16.
They have 11.
I knew that. Darn I was it. Picturing the map, and I saw Darn 11 it. On there. So I got closer.
You are closer. So the biggest city in Tennessee is?
Nashville.
You are correct for another point. Population.
440,000.
Correct.
585,000.
Closer. 689.
I get that point.
No, you don't. You got to get within 25,000.
Well, that's a ridiculous.
Point. That's the double bonus point. You got to get it. You can't just don't. You don't just get that one.
All right. Next.
All right, Bob. How many electoral votes are in Maine?
I'll say 4.
You are correct.
So, banger.
What?
What'd you say?
Banger, Maine, the biggest city.
Incorrect.
Augusta.
Incorrect.
Lewiston.
Incorrect. You can have one more he gets to.
It's something that starts with a B.
It's not. It's Portland.
Oh, duh.
Ah.
So I will give you both an opportunity. Whoever gets closest for the population of Maine will get
for
a point.
For the population of Maine or Portland, Maine?
For Portland, Maine.
Did I go first?
Yes, it was your question.
95,000.
94,000.
68,000.
Jeffrey?
There's no advantage to going first on that.
Well, you both got it wrong, so that's how the game works.
All right.
You got a problem with the game, that's too bad. That's the way
well, go
it
with
works.
The, what's the next... whose turn?
Jeff's turn. Jeff.
Yeah.
Let's go with Ohio.
Ooh.
This should be right up your alley.
Ooh. Yeah, I should know that. 18?
23.
17.
Really?
17.
In Ohio.
In Ohio. They have 17. Jeff.
Columbus.
Biggest city in Ohio is Columbus, correct? Population. You got to get this now within 25.
660,000.
No.
Not that big.
It's got 1 million people in it.
Yeah, in the metro area.
Yeah. So
512,000.
905,000.
What?
905,000.
My turn.
Your turn. Let's go to, well, why not go there? Let's go to Texas.
Electoral votes in Texas. 26.
Jeff?
It's somewhere in the 40s, so I'll just guess 35.
It's 40. Biggest city in Texas.
Houston.
Wait, I...
You got it wrong.
Isn't that mine?
No, he got it right.
What do you mean he got it right? He
it's whoever's
it right.
closest. If you get it right on the nose, then you get it.
Oh, my God.
Well, we've only been doing it for like 8 states.
Houston.
Yes. Population. Good luck with this one, boys.
1.735 million.
No.
Probably way higher.
3.7 million.
2.3 million.
So I was closer.
But you don't get it. You don't get the point because it's not within 25,000.
I was closer anyway. What's the score?
Boy. It's 7-6 for Bob.
My turn.
I only have 6.
Yeah. Sure. Pennsylvania.
Now it's Jeff's turn.
No, I did Ohio.
He did Ohio.
I did Texas.
That's right. Pennsylvania, Jeff.
You get a text?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes, let's hear it.
We got to pause the game for a second,
everyone.
I don't
like this text.
From Why? Ron? From Ron?
Yeah.
What's it say?
I don't know. It's supposed to be an insult, but it's kind of a compliment. He said, Derby grads only know sports. Come on. Shaking my head, Bob.
What does that mean?
It means you're not doing well at this game. Pennsylvania?
I'm beating you.
Pennsylvania.
29.
Bob?
That's way too many for Pennsylvania. 20.
19. Bob's correct.
Gosh dang it.
He's so rattled by Ron Baker.
Yeah, you got him now. Take advantage.
He thinks you know sports. That's the biggest issue.
Biggest population in Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is correct.
Philadelphia.
9-6.
Wait a minute. Don't I get to name the population?
You get the first shot at it.
By the way, trying to get within 25,000 of these.
It's tough in a lot of these. Yeah. I might move it to 50.
No, you started the game. We finished the game the way it started.
I like that. Yep.
4 million.
Incorrect.
2.823 million.
1.6.
Really?
Wow. Really.
Philly's got a lot of suburbs.
So I would have had to say 1.5.
What's the score now from
million?
A guy that
9-6
doesn't know anything about anything but sports?
Whose turn is it? I already forgot.
It's my turn.
California.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. How many did Ohio have? Texas had 40. California, 52.
I think it's a little more. It's in the upper 50s, I want to say. So I'm going to say 53.
It's 54. Jeff, biggest city in California.
How does he get that?
Because it was 54. You said 52. He said 53.
Yeah, he gets to go one. I was right there.
Well, that's not my fault. You should have said 54.
This was a dumb game.
Well, it's okay when he goes first. That's why you go back and forth. Jeff.
Los Angeles.
You are correct. 9-8 in population. Good luck with this one.
No, more than that. 9.3 million.
No.
Los Angeles. It's the second largest city in the country. New York's the largest. 12.738
million. 3.9
million. Well, that's ridiculous.
That's not true.
Well, that's what it says, and that's what we go by, and I'm the judge.
Who's your source?
Eight. My source is right here. All right. Whose turn is it?
Well, no, I ask who your source is.
Well, whatever I'm on here. The Electoral College. Who does all this stuff? That's who I'm on.
All right, my turn.
All right, let's go
now
with...
it's Jeff's turn.
Yeah, it's Jeff's turn.
What's the score, 11-8?
9-8. Colorado.
Colorado has 11 electoral votes.
Hmm. Well, I'll go 10.
10 is correct.
I knew it was 10. Why do I do that?
Denver.
You are correct again. 11-8 population.
1.4.
No.
665,000.
That's the closest you guys have been. 715.
Mm, 50 off. Not that would have got me a point. Yeah, well, the rules change.
Well, you didn't want them changed, so that's just too bad. So now it's a one-point game again.
What do you mean a one-point?
Well, he just got 2 points.
I got the 2 points.
You got the 2 points?
Yes.
Oh, well, then it's a five-point game.
No, it's a three-point
game. Three-point game. Connecticut.
Is it your turn? I did Colorado.
Yeah, no, I did Colorado.
He did Colorado.
Oh, Connecticut. Boy, that's tough. 8.
Jeff?
No, it's got like 3 or 4. I'll go 7.
7's correct.
Oh, wow.
So I get within 1, and this moron comes in.
Yeah, I know.
And goes 1 fewer.
I know. It's awesome. I love this game.
Hartford.
Incorrect.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Connecticut. Hartford. Man. Not. Oh, my goodness. I know I'm going to kick myself. I don't know. Waterbury?
No.
Do I get one more guess?
You each get one more.
Stamford?
No.
What?
If it's not Hartford, I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I don't even have a guess.
We'll take it out, but it was Bridgeport, and you were going to say that.
I should have had that. Gosh darn it. Do I get the
population?
Bridgeport. 211,000.
109,000.
148,000. Ah! Oh, so close. So close. Bob's up by 2.
All right.
Jeff.
Yep.
Let's go.
Wait, what time is it?
Who cares? This is awesome. Okay, let's go close to home. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma has 6.
Bob.
7.
7 is absolutely
I hate correct. Everyone.
What do you think about me now, Ron?
He's so in his head. Here I am just having a normal friendship with Ron Baker. And this guy has never felt
well, this should be
more
easy.
Threatened.
Biggest city
population.
Oklahoma
City.
Wise. Right. Population.
680,000.
Jeff.
402,000.
681,000.
Oh, man. He gets...
He takes a bit of a lead
and
there.
Don't I get
you.
Another bonus question?
No, you just that's the last bonus question you can get.
Well, I'm this game's
five.
Wrapped up.
You're up by 5. Jeff, Michigan.
Michigan has 8.
9.
15. I hate this game, and now you're just loving it.
Can we take a break?
Not yet.
I quit.
Biggest city in Michigan.
Detroit.
You are correct. Population. This one shocked me.
816,000.
No.
310,000.
639,000. I thought it was bigger than that.
I'm up 7, aren't I?
Yes.
3 more laughing emojis from Ron Baker.
Okay.
He's laughing at you.
No, he's laughing with me.
Well, you're not laughing.
Jeff.
You're getting your ass kicked.
Here's an easy one, Jeff.
Sorry to be so.
Kansas.
Oh, come on.
I don't think I know.
Of course you do. It's a number of congressional districts.
I don't know the answer to that. There's like 7 plus 9?
4.
6.
You forgot to add the 2 senators.
Oh, yeah. All right, I was
so you win. Population.
Wait. I was closer.
No, 9 and 4 is closer to 6.
I thought I said 7.
You said
no,
9.
No, you didn't.
Oh, crap.
Biggest city population-wise.
Wichita.
You are correct.
And the population is?
According to the census from last year.
395,000.
Jeff.
393,000.
397,000.
All right.
This
we need to take a break.
This is an absolute blowout.
Fine. Break.
All right.
We need a break. Bob. We got Joanna.
Yeah, we do have Joanna. Let's do take a break.
Okay.
We'll pick it up in the last segment. But that's just unbelievable.
Well, from a guy who said this is the dumbest game ever to this is unbelievable.
I'm so good at that game. And you know what motivated me?
Ron Baker.
All he knows is sports. We'll be back.
Ron Baker called you a blind squirrel.
We'll be back with Joanna Chadwick.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Joanna Chadwick joins us from Vite Magazine. She is a longtime follower of high school sports in our community, in our area. Hey, Joanna, how are you?
Hey, I'm just glad that I'm someone who can be on the show at least some of the time.
I think that's a dig at me. I would agree.
That was funny.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Because it was true, so it's even better.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
I'm hardly ever here. All right, this was Joanna's final appearance. Let's get out here and talk some high school football. This is always a weird week, the opening week of the playoffs. I said earlier in the week that if I were Wichita North, I would go to Manhattan. I would be happy, be festive. But if I were their coach and their players, I would never not have 12 men on the field in protest. What are your thoughts on that, Joanna?
That is crazy. And I think when we discuss this, this is not a dig at you, and yet it's going to come as a dig at you. So I'm just going to get you ready for it. Is there is no way to make this first round of the playoffs ideal for anybody. You don't want to give any buys because we need to keep teams playing. It is a better situation than we've ever had before, but I also understand why teams like North, for instance, have in the past, and some teams maybe this year who have struggled, will lose a lot of their players this week who they will quit the team because they don't want to walk into a situation like North going to Manhattan and campus going to Derby again. So I get those things. It just kind of is what it is. We've got to get through this week. We have to play out that bracket. And then next week will be a lot better. But regardless, it's still a better situation than what we've ever had before.
I disagree. And here's why.
Oh, my God. Why?
You
had four team districts. All you had to do was finish second. I get that every now and then you had a good team finish third. But if you can't finish top two in your district, I don't need to see you try to draw out your success in the postseason. Missing a good team every few years, missing the playoffs, is much better than me having to see North and Manhattan, Derby and Campus.
Okay.
It's just ridiculous.
But can I please weigh in here? You're saying missing a good team every once in a while. Let me tell you something.
Right.
When you've been one of those good teams that is rarely one of those good teams, and then you're edged out because in your good year it wasn't good enough to get you into the playoffs.
Sorry.
That's crazy. No, that's crazy. Let me tell you something.
Thanks for putting
that
Jeff.
That's not crazy. Win. Do
that
better.
You sit here and you sit in a situation where it's so easy to look at a team like, let's just say, Derby, okay, where they're good year in and year out. But the fact of the matter is, not every program is like that. And some programs need a above-average senior class to get them into the playoffs. And to not even have the opportunity to get there is crap.
I see your side, Joanna. But here's the thing about Jeff today. He's feeling a little bit because He's been having a text exchange with Ron Baker.
That continues, by the way. Former NBAer.
So he's feeling his oats a little bit.
Tell Ron I said hi. I'll just text him myself.
There you go. Beautiful. Duda.
Is it better for...
Let's go to Duda.
Is it better for three games to have meaning or zero?
Duda, your turn.
Well, what fixes this then? Is there a way that we could fix this so it's...
Well, I don't think Joanna thinks it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, I think it's okay the way it's at. I'm going to ask you about a game, and let's go. And, of course, I'm going to ask you about the Mays game. Mays Washburn.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Washburn Rural.
Well, go. Ask her.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Mays is looking good. They put the new quarterback in. What do you think? Can they make a run at this or no?
I mean, I think they can make a run to a different point. But obviously what they've done here in the second half of the season is definitely something we should be watching for. I think that their win over May South was a really, really good win, especially for it to be a rivalry, and May South was unbeaten at that point. I think that they can beat Washburn Rural. I don't as for how far Mays will go, that I just can't answer you.
Joanna Chadwick with us from Vipe Magazine, also a journalism instructor at Derby High School. Salina Central, which is pretty good. They're just they play in a very tough division. They get Mays South at Mays South tonight. That to me is the best game of the evening because I just don't have any clue what to think. Mays South's lost three in a row. That loss to Mays sent them into a little bit of a tailspin. Salina Central just scored 52 against Goddard and our friend Tommy Beeson. I find this game, I couldn't pick it. What do you think?
Well, I think it's definitely a tough one, and I can't quite get a handle on Mays South either. They had looked pretty good. I mean, I had people telling me that their offense really was scary, and yet we'd seen them score 10 points against Valley Center. So I don't know. I think that Salina Central is a pretty legit team, though, and what they can do. You know, a pretty good passing game with Jack Gordon. But I think that this is a toss-up game. I mean, honestly, and just think it is a game that we probably wouldn't have if we changed the playoff system.
Do you think...
It was a dig at Jeff.
I was thinking about my next question and my next text with Ron Baker, so I apologize.
Oh, God. Wearing us out.
Shouldn't a lot of people... We got maybe the best player in Kansas who plays at the far end of this western part of the state. He's going to be relatively close tonight. I'm talking about Lincoln Cure of Goodland playing in Heston. That's a game a lot of people should go out and see, right?
Well, I would think so. And I think that one of the exciting things about Kansas athletics is that we have these little pockets of talent that on a night like tonight, where there isn't really a great game, is that do you have to watch your team play? I mean, why don't you go watch somebody else? Why don't you go see a kid like that? And frankly, I mean, I've said it before, Heston's one of my favorite places to go to watch football games. I love that field. But I think that that's the kind of night that, oh, you haven't seen, you know, Jalen Mason play, then go watch him. So, I mean, this is a good week for that.
Talking with Joanna Chadwick, here's another fallacy with the system that we have. And again, I'm not going to necessarily debate with you that could we do better. It is better than the system we had previously, in my opinion. But you got Bishop Miege, and I've grown to really not like him. Sorry. I'm sure the kids there are wonderful. I'm sure the teachers are fantastic. It's just the whole concept. So they've won one game, yet they've played a killer schedule, and they get Lewisburg. And Lewisburg's had a really good year, and their reward is to play a team that'll probably beat them. And it's all just based on record. And Miege doesn't have a good record, so Here we go.
Man, one win. That is stunning. Well, you really hope that in this instance that you don't see Lewisburg lose. I would imagine that they are well aware that this is a game that they could lose, that they are not overlooking Miege. I don't have a way to get around this. I mean, I just...
I do.
There's just a no... Really, what are you going to do? You're going to, like, wait...
Four-team districts, Miege misses the playoffs.
You want to go back to districts?
I mean, just saying, what's wrong with it?
But, Jeff, we fought for years to get out of districts because we consistently watch teams. For this, what is this, Jeff?
Look at the 5. Look at the 5A.
I'm talking to Joanna. Please let her talk.
I'm going to ask her a question, and we'll make a statement. But look at the 5A bracket. There's disparity up and down, except the disparity is all the teams with bad records are good because they're from the northeast part of the state. And then you have these other teams that are just waltzing in with their 6-2 records that are going to get pummeled.
So hold up a second. So because the teams from the northeast part of the state play a tougher schedule and don't have as good of a record, we should not put them into the playoffs. But let the ones who have better records because they don't play as good of teams, they should continue on. That doesn't make any sense.
You're still going to end up with the best teams winning, in my opinion.
But if Miege is the best team in their class at one win, why the heck would you keep them off the field? They still deserve to win it.
Yeah, but they don't deserve... Lewisburg doesn't deserve to play them in the first round. Anyway...
I have no problem
with
that.
We'll never have a system that we all like. We'll never have that. And the Kansas State High School Activities Association continues to make some inroads and do some things better, but they'll always fall short in some people's eyes. Joanna... We always appreciate your time. It's much more orderly with you when I'm here, and I'll vow to be here next Friday.
I just want to say this was my most fun interaction I think that we've ever had on the show. That was fun.
Me too.
Yeah, because you dominated Jeff. Thank you.
Please.
We'll talk to you next week.
Please.
Bye, guys.
All right, Joanna Chadwick with us, and she'll be back next Friday. From Byte Magazine. Let's get to Jim quickly, Jim. We got a game here we got to get played. What's up?
We'll put that game on someday when it's snowing. Anyway.
No, we like the game, Jim. What do you have?
Heston was every bit as good as the Wichita Eagle wrote him up. And Andale ended up beating them 60-14 at Heston, and I was there. And it was looking like a blizzard coming from all directions. I've never seen so much speed on two football teams in my life.
Well, Andale took it to them pretty good.
And I don't know what
Concordia Andale's pretty good, Jim. We've established that.
I bet there's more speed out there somewhere, though.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff even has a kid going to Andale. We don't even get any air.
There you go.
Okay. I do not. She goes to Kansas State University.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thanks to Jim. All right. What do we have? What's the next state?
Well, what was Jim mad about?
I don't know what Jim's mad about. He's if he's like me, he's older, he gets mad. I mean, that's what we do when we're older.
That's fair.
That's true. Next. No debate there.
I mean, things irritate us.
Yeah, that's fine. If you're looking for an argument, we got to change the subject. We agree with you.
Go. What's the next state?
All right, we're starting over. Jeff.
Yes.
Arizona.
Arizona has Phoenix.
Well, you can't answer that.
I know, so I'm thinking it's got a lot of people. It's probably got around 17 electoral votes.
16, fewer.
It's 11.
What?
Well, I don't. You can what me all you want. That's all they got.
That's craziness.
Bob, this is going to be a tough one.
Does he get to guess the?
You do. You got it right.
Oh, Phoenix.
You are correct. Population.
Tough one because it's spread out all over the place.
It is.
The actual city of Phoenix probably 412,000.
No.
1.48 million.
Close, 1.6.
Dang it. I was thinking it'd be one.
Like Metro.
I was thinking it'd be 1.5.
Oh, it's and pretty. Phoenix it. Is big.
All right, my turn. I'm up 2-0.
All right, let's go to Delaware.
Delaware. Delaware. 3.
You are correct.
Yeah, of course it has 3. It's got 2. Everyone has at least 2, and then come on.
Biggest city.
Dover.
Incorrect.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Manchester.
Manchester.
Wilmington.
Wilmington. I should have gotten that one.
Population.
Population of Wilmington. 127,000.
84,000.
Jeff gets a point.
Yeah.
70,000. 70.
What's the score?
1,000.
3-1?
3-1.
My turn.
You just had Delaware. So let's go to Mississippi.
They've got 6.
What? You are correct.
What?
Yeah.
How did you get that?
Some of the photographic memory, I see it in my brain.
Oh, please.
All the maps.
Yeah, you've done so well at this game.
Well, some of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've been really hot.
Thank you.
Biggest
city you're an idiot.
In Mississippi.
Jackson?
Correct.
111,000.
Incorrect.
137,000.
153. Bob gets the point.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
Bob's up by 2.
Who cares at this point?
My turn.
Let's go to, Missouri.
Missouri. That's a good one. 19, I'll say 12 electoral votes.
I'm going to go lower and say 11.
It is 10.
Yeah, boy.
Darn it.
You're within 1. Biggest city in
biggest
Missouri.
Biggest city.
I get that, right?
No, I got it
gets
right.
The point gets
St. Louis.
Incorrect.
Kansas City.
You are correct. Population.
It's not what I...
475,000.
Incorrect.
422,000.
508.
Dang it. I almost got it.
You were close. Off by 8,000.
Darn it.
But you're still up by 2 after that steal.
Whose turn?
Yours. Jeff's. Georgia.
They're an important state. They've got in the teens somewhere. It's 13, 14, 15, or 16. And it feels like there's 13.
14.
16.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Biggest city.
Atlanta.
Correct. Population.
2.3 million.
No.
Don't care. Next.
Why are you giving up?
Don't care. Next.
You're only down by 4. You can
4.281 million.
No, it's like, no, you're not even close.
Whatever.
You're only down by 4 points.
Shut up and play the
game. You got to calm down. I gave you a chance to get back at this, and now you're whining about it. Stop.
Terrible
act your
lunch.
Age. Act
you
your
get
age.
Turned down for lunch, and look what's happened.
I know.
Officially turned down yet. Can we please play?
There's been no response about lunch. You've had responses. Your direct question was, would you like to go to lunch sometime,
Ron? No, I
said,
let's go to the Candle Club. I think he knew I was being serious. Go ahead. Next.
Oregon.
Ah, love it. Love it.
Go.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes.
Oregon has 8.
8's correct.
Yeah, I was going to say 9.
Portland.
Correct.
294,000.
No.
Don't care. Next. I'm not going to get these population ones. I got to catch up. Let's go.
Well, you have free shots at it. Like, why wouldn't you just take a stab at it?
145,000.
No, you're not even close. All right.
What is it?
650.
Oh, wow.
All right, Jeff, here you go. I'll try to get you a good one, okay?
Whatever.
What am I up? 6?
Yep.
7?
6. Vermont.
Vermont has 3.
You are correct. Biggest city?
Burlington.
Correct. Population?
90,000.
Bob.
Burlington.
Yes.
Vermont.
Yes.
70,000.
Oh. 44.
You missed off by 1,000.
44-7. You missed it by 267 vote or people.
Oh, my gosh.
But you're still up by 4.
My turn.
Virginia.
Virginia. Ooh, that's going to be tough for biggest city. Virginia. 10.
9.
13.
All right.
I thought it was 8.
Biggest city?
Biggest city's tough. Roanoke.
No.
Richmond.
No. Virginia Beach.
Wow.
So we'll move on. You're up 5.
Seems like I'm up more, but we'll trust you.
I was bad at this game. I'm
Nebraska.
Pissed off about it.
Nebraska. Jeff.
Probably similar to Kansas, so let's just say 6.
5.
5's correct.
Omaha.
Correct.
I'm leaving. I'm not doing anything. Yeah, I'm out.
490,000.
486,000.
Well, this is just an I can't believe this.
Oh, what is going on?
You're done?
Look at him. He's packing it
Get
in.
Get your microphone and participate.
I'm done.
That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. What are you so worried
about?
If
you can't win, don't play.
What am I up?
If you can't win, don't play. Like a lot.
Well, give me one more state.
Okay, let's do Arkansas.
Arkansas. That's very similar. It's one up from Kansas. It's either 7 or 8. I'll say 7.
8. 6.
I got it right.
Done.
Little Rock.
Correct. Population.
310,000.
No, you missed that one. Jeff, this is if you get this race worth 5 points.
Whatever.
What?
Population of Little Rock.
I don't know, 10. I love it. He's so mad.
What a horrible sport.
He doesn't have it right. He's mad. He can't.
What is the population?
200,000.
Yeah.
So I said 210,000.
All right.
I love the fact that you're so mad.
Shut up.
And you're more mad about the texting than anything.
I'm happy with my...
You had him chase that phone.
I know. It's
happy
unreal.
With my texting.
It's unbelievable.
All right. Good game. I think I established myself as the expert when it comes to electoral votes. Biggest cities in each state. And frankly, I got quite a few of the populations. Quite frankly, you're an idiot. Quite frankly, you're an idiot. And we had all weekend.
The big cities, too. Oh, I love you. You're so rattled. This is fantastic. I love this for a Friday.
We'll be back on Monday. Jeff still can't look me in the eyes. See you Monday.